From the Ground Up is a collaborative installation between artist Tiffany Singh and the local Hobsonville Point Primary School. As a social practice artist, Tiffany's goal is to engage the community and give them ownership over the artwork that they work together on.
The nature of social practice artwork is working in a collaborative process, usually addressing community issues or social ills through the vehicle of creative practice. So often I will work with the Red Cross or communities of resettlement or children from marginalised areas and look at what it is that they have to say and find a way through a creative process of finding a platform for those voices and narratives to be heard. So the key to social practice is collaboration and working in a way that's very respectful, with often a common goal to move forward a well-being and relationship to health and wellness through creative practice.
The title, From the Ground Up, alludes to the fact that this piece was created early in the transformation of Hobsonville Point and was designed to grow and develop alongside the community for years to come.
The artwork went in when Hobsonville Point was in its early stages of development, and it was a collaboration with the primary school. We planted the trees at a similar time as the work went in, so that there really is a conversation between growth and development and seeing a relationship between our youth and nature and the environment that they hope to see develop in their lifetime.
The four gates draw inspiration from various cultural, spiritual, and historical sources. However, Tiffany also wanted to make sure that the structure she put in place would provide an appropriate space for ongoing collaboration to take place.
Traditionally, the gates are used in Japanese culture. It's a reference to the Tory gates, and there's a beautiful link between Japanese trees and New Zealand trees through Tane Mahuta and the Japanese tree. So in referencing nature and creating a space for nature, we decided to bring in the different cultural identities to holding spirit and create a series of gates to do just that, running perpendicular to the end of the runway. For me, as a social practice artist, it was very important to create a space for the community to have a voice through and not take ownership of that myself. So creating the frame that operates as the gate felt like the perfect way to provide a framework or a canvas for the children to take ownership of their own artwork and put their mark on it.
Multiple phases of the artwork have been completed in collaboration with Hobsonville Primary, with students creating wind chimes and graphic symbols and having an input into what would be added to the gates and when. As Tiffany sees it, one of the main purposes of From the Ground Up is to provide this opportunity for engagement with young people and to make sure their voices are heard and recognised within the community.
I hope for the future of this work that it keeps evolving, that the children continue to take ownership and pride of it. I have been out here a couple of times where the children that worked on it have been out here with their families and they've been having a picnic underneath it. So that reclamation of space is really important to me, and a pride. And with the younger generation, giving them a voice to feel like what they have to say counts and that we're listening. In social practice, a lot of the work that's done that's vitally important is really the process and the nature of working with the children in the school environment and empowering them around their future and themselves.